I'd like to call to order the Oregon Board of Education organizational meeting for tonight, and also note that immediately after this meeting, we will have our regular meeting. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you can remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you. Can we have the roll call of the board, please?
Sure. Mr. Shea?
Present.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Molnar?
Here.
Mr. Zavisky?
Here. We have a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes. As we move on to the election of the officers, I do want to take a quick moment to say, you know, we've been blessed in the Oregon City School District for the last several years to have the stability of staff. We've got the union leadership stability that's been in place for several years, the staffing at the building levels, staffing at the administration level, and that moves on to the board here. We've had a pretty stable, consistent board for the last several years. And a lot of that goes into showing everything that we've accomplished over the last couple of years with the stability we've had. So in order to kind of continue that stability from the board, I'd like to nominate the person for president for the Oregon School Board that has had an unprecedented run at presidency and reigning over our meeting for the last 4.5 years. I don't think anyone even on the school board, I'll say in the history of Clay, has had, I guess, that many years of terms as president, let alone consecutive. So I'd like to extend that to a fifth year and nominate Carol Ann Molnar to be our president. Do we have a second?
Second.
No one has any other motion for president, I will close nominations.
Would you like me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mr. Zavisky?
Yes. Can we give a round of applause to Ms. Molnar? And now I'll open the floor for nominations for the position of Vice President of the Oregon School Board for 2019.
I'd like to nominate Jeff Zavisky.
Second.
Any other nominations from the floor? Having none, I'll close nominations and ask for a roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Thank you. There you have it, our new officers for the school year, Ms. Molnar, president, and myself as vice president. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Molnar to conclude the rest of this meeting.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the board member code of ethics. Thank you. Looks like I'm the only one who has the copy. But I'd like to hand that off and have somebody else.
Everybody read it.
You can read it.
You want me to read it?
You can read it.
I can read it.
Take turns.
Would you like me to, Mr. Shea?
Go right ahead, okay. Mr. Gregory. You probably made it.
Yeah, definitely.
I made it up.
You want us to be ethical.
I do want you to be ethical. It makes my life great.
Okay.
The board believes education should be conducted in an ethical manner. In addition to state law, the conduct of board members should conform to the code of ethics recommended by the Ohio School Boards Association, which includes the following. It is unethical for a board to, number one, seek special privileges for personal gain. Two, personally assume unauthorized authority. Three, criticize employees publicly. Four, disclose confidential information. Five, place the interest of one individual, group, or community above the interest of the entire district. Six, withhold facts from the superintendent, particularly about the incompetency of an employee and/or 7, announce future action before a proposition has been discussed by the board. And then it just says the board will review and acknowledge this policy at the annual organizational meeting, which we have just done.
Which we just done. Thank you. Item B under new business is a resolution for the continuation of the board's service fund for the 2019 fiscal year as appropriated last November and as provided by the Ohio Revised Code, section 3315.15. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item C, legal counsel appointment. It is recommended that we continue using the following legal counsel: Spangler and Nathanson, Peck, Schaefer and Williams, Bricker and Eckler, McGowan and Markland, and Walter Haverfield. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Kyle, can we just have Jane to state what we use each of those for? Just, I know I asked this of you, just so everyone's familiar with what we're appointing them.
Yes, sure. Because each one is used for a different purpose.
Yes. Spangler Nathanson is used for the property value work that is done, verifying we get fair property values. Peck, Schaefer, and Williams is our bond. Bricker and Eckler tends to be for levy language, if and when we need that. McGowan and Markling tends to be mostly, and really Walter Haverfield tends to be just real general questions that come up, personnel matters, just general legal matters.
So making sure we're following code.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Appointment of standing committees. I'm hoping that everyone will stay where they are because this board has been working very well together, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. So finance would be Jeff and Mike, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Capital improvements, health and safety, Keith and Mike. Policy personnel is myself and Heather. Academic is Heather and myself. And legislative liaison, Mike. And academic liaison is myself. We need the date, time, and schedule for regular meetings. Do we want to stay the same? 6 o'clock the third Tuesday? Does that work for everyone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Works good.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that, Jane?
No.
No? Okay, so that's what we will do. Anyone have an executive session for this?
Nope.
Okay, let's close the meeting. I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. We've already done the pledge. We've already done the moment of silence. We all have already done attendance. Please turn off all personal electronic devices during this meeting. I need a motion to adopt this agenda as written.
So moved.
Second.
All right, Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. And I see we have three people this evening for the Clay High Student Government Report. Would you like to come forward? Microphone?
No.
Oh, only one?
There's here for support, maybe.
Maybe you want to introduce them, though. We'd like that.
All right, so I hope you all have been well today. I brought with me Kate Havener, obviously, to help out with Kara Quigg, who's interested in coming towards some of the more meetings in the future. She's a freshman this year, and we're looking at grabbing some of the freshmen that are in student government now and introducing them to what the board meetings are like, what our policy action committee in government is like, just so they can get familiar with, kind of the feel of it, and then step up to it. So she was interested in it, and then she's one of the people that might be doing it, so, and then Kate's helping out with it too.
Welcome.
So basically, I just wanted to give an update on the past couple months. I'm not sure if it was communicated. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to attend the December meeting. I think that was the night before exams, though. And then, I don't know if
there's no excuses.
Yeah. But, what I prepared, it includes from December as well. So, I think the main thing was, I know at the last board meeting, we asked you guys if there's anything that you wanted to see from student government in the future, or any project that you would like to be headed. And I know there was talk about a student body report, something from the perspective of the students. of the school, and it's something we've been looking at. So the idea we have now, I think we have four or five people working on some sort of project like that, is basically we'll take sample data from classes, clubs, and sports. Basically, we'll have like two or three volunteers from each one for this current season. So like whatever clubs are currently competing, whatever sports are currently competing, we would have two or three volunteers from that. And then we would ask them questions about, just basically survey questions. But then also questions about like which, you know, basically it's to see the members of the sports and the classes to see like how they intervene and like how they intertwine and stuff. We have like, I think it's a sophomore who's heading that. No, John, he's a sophomore. He's a junior. So he'll be able to come to the meeting to explain more about that in the future. But we're just going to be analyzing that. There's a town hall Thursday that's coming up. We've been consistent with the town halls. At once every month we're doing them. Basically, whenever people bring opinions or suggestions towards the school, we talk about them in Policy Action Committee. And then also we have meetings scheduled with Mr. Drewski for the Policy Action Committee for the rest of the year. The first one's coming up next Wednesday. Basically, whenever we have something from the town hall, discussions that we did last year, we brought them to those meetings and then we talked about them there. The other parts of student government are working on some of the student activities. There's a film festival coming up, so basically it's an opportunity where we put the parameters of what students can film, like a prompt I think there was on there too, and then they go and they have a prompt to work with, and then they try to fill out whatever a prompt was, and then they compete, and then we're looking at some different venues for showing that. I think there was even talk about trying to show it at the drive-through, seeing if the student government can rent that out, or even in the auditorium if that doesn't work out. There was also talk in the Student Activities Committee about a fifth quarter, so basically after one of the basketball games, having events, different like small competitions, and just something to stay after and do as well. At the next board meeting, we've been talking to FACET, and I've contacted a couple people from there, basically about having FACET representatives come. So that should be expected by the next board meeting. And then, now that the entire first semester is over, we're looking just for suggestions in general from students and student government, asking if there are any suggestions. There was a suggestion about networking with other student governments in Northwest Ohio, and then looking at some way to exchange data or just exchange information about our student governments to see how we can make ours better or to help out other student governments, or even if that turns into maybe shadowing another student at another school for a day to see how their student government is run for schools who involve student government throughout the day. So just different suggestions or suggested like that. And then Kara was actually interested in helping run that too, so if she had anything to add or anything, that's why.
Kara, looks like a lot's on your shoulders here moving forward.
You'll know men after you do this for a while. They give you all the work.
I think that's
something. That's rather chauvinistic if they're President Molnar.
Yeah. I think that's most of the other thing I had. We're just taking suggestions in student government for about the rest of the spring. Those are some of our ideas. Is there anything, you know, once again, I know the last board meeting, we opened that up. If there's anything you guys wanted to see, we talked about the project we're working on. Is there any way that you'd like to see that develop, or just any other goals in general for us?
Well, I just appreciate like Kara being here and that you're thinking about the future, because we started this with kind of your urging, what, year ago, 2 years ago, when you had some ideas and it kind of has grown under your leadership, and having it stop, you know, would be disappointing for all of us, and it's also just nice to hear. So, you know, cultivating the next group is really your mission the second semester, you know, right? I mean, for student government, because I mean, you're focusing on the next, you know, you got to get through the semester, but I have full confidence you won't have any issues getting through the semester. And so bringing the next group of kids in is the right way. It's the same with the junior high, so I appreciate you reaching out to them.
And I want you to know, I was impressed with the students when the State Board of Education came.
Oh, right.
And visited the class, and they were just very impressive, very impressive. I was so proud.
Right.
You know, makes us feel good when we see the good work that your people do.
And I believe that was in Mr. Waterbury's class.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to attend on there, but I still talked to Mr. Waterbury about, he had some students present some things and got some ideas out. But there was a lot of preparation that went into that, so.
Yes.
I'm excited that went successful. So thank you.
And then he toured the building and went to other, you know, classes too.
Right, okay.
So he was very impressed with our, I always say, vocational career tech. So, yes, it was a good day. Does everybody know Caden? Did you want to introduce Caden? I don't know if anybody knows.
So Caden is a senior this year. He, you guys might remember, he helped me with the cans when Caden and I collected the 1,000 cans in one week. I think that might have been one of the last times that he was here. But he plays an active role in student government, especially with, like, helping out with the younger people getting situated to what student government's about and preparing them for the future. So.
Well, you always make us proud.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So is that
anything else?
I don't know.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job.
Staff and community recognition.
Well, this is a special month, and every year it is nice to publicly, I guess, take the opportunity, and I'm going to echo a little bit of what Jeff said about the stability of the board, and recognize all of you tonight just with a little bit of a thank you. We have a certificate for each one of you on behalf of the Ohio School Boards and ourselves here at the district. But, you know, to echo Jeff's comments about the stability of the board and the progress that we're making together has been something that in my 4 years as superintendent, or 3.5, I don't think I could have had a better situation, I guess, to come into. It certainly feels that way. I had a lot to learn. You let me learn. You let me grow. You let me make mistakes, say dumb things, and do all those things that, you know, people do in a new job. But we're still here and we're still plugging away, and I can't say enough how much I appreciate this board and what you do each and every day. So on behalf of the Oregon City Schools and the Ohio School Boards Association, we have a certificate for each of you. And Mr. Sandwich, would you mind taking a picture as I go down the line? And then I'm going to say a little bit more in my superintendent's report, if that's okay.
Sure.
But rather than have you all come up, unless you would like to, we'll just kind of go down the line. I want to get a picture with each one of you and a handshake so we can put that out later. So, Jeff, on behalf of Oregon and Steve, thank you. Jeff has been, I forgot my sheet, but Jeff has been a school board member for
11 years.
So we thank you for that, and let's get a picture together. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Kennedy, thank you very much. I know you didn't want your picture, but we're going to do that anyways, real quick one. And Keith's been on for 3 years, moving forward, and hopes to have more. So thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Mr. Shea, straight up from the Sunshine State, thank you for everything. Flew in, I don't even know, today, just this morning. So thank you for everything. You've been a board member for 7 years. I don't have my glasses on. 7 years. Thank you. Appreciate it. Mrs. Molnar, been president now going into her 5th year. I can't thank her enough for her mentoring and weekly meetings and everything that she does for me personally and the board. And you have been on the board for 9 years. So thank you. And Mrs. Miller, thank you for everything that you do. You've had a change in careers through this whole pathway. You have gone through a lot of kids through the high school. And you, no, but my point is you came on as a parent. Yeah, you've come on as a parent. And this is, you know, my view, as wanting to be on the board for all the right reasons to make Clay better for the kids. So thank you for everything that you've done for me and for the board. Got it?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And I'll say a few more things here in our superintendent's report. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Public participation at board meetings. Does anybody have any cards?
I have nothing.
Okay. Executive session, anyone? Treasurer's report.
All right. Thank you. I'm just going to briefly review what we reviewed at our Finance Committee meeting. I've been saying month after month that as valuations increase, the effective millage rate will go down. And I finally have proof the effective millage rates came out. And you can see from the graph, they have offset the valuation increases. For residential ag, the effective millage rate reduced by over 3 mils. for commercial effective millage rate reduced by 1.4 mils roughly. And remember that there's the voted rate, the effective millage rate is what you're actually taxed on, so that the school district brings in the same amount of money, except for inside millage. 1 mil will bring in more money now. 1 mil now brings in $561,000. It's a $35,000 increase if we were to go for new millage. Doesn't change what we currently receive. It's only if we were to ever go for new millage, it would bring in just a little bit more per mil. Audit's been completed. OCS, ELC, both are clean. No management letter comments. That is my report, unless there are questions. And I would like to echo, you've been some pretty great bosses, and I do appreciate the stability. No idea how nice that is. Big thing. So unless there are questions, that is my report tonight.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Miller?
Yes. Okay, Mrs. Vicki Laurel is our leadership update this evening.
And she will be using the screen, so we're going to have to kind of slide, I think, a little bit.
She will be using it?
She will be, yes. Okay. Here, how about if I go up there and you
First of all,
come on this way.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't
seem.
Is that on the bottom?
It's green, so it should be good. Tap it.
Light's on, but.
There it is.
Oh, now it is. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, talk into it.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present to you and tell you a little bit of what our program is about. The National School Lunch Program has been around for many years, and I happened to find a video that put some of our statistics in, and I thought it would be just as easy to show this to you. My only concern is I don't know if you'll be able to hear it.
Oh, with the mic, that's right.
With the mic. So, we're going to go ahead and get this brought up. And then I can take questions afterwards if you have any questions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, come on.
I'm lucky to live in a well-off family, but I know there are others out there, even at my school, that depend on the lunches, you know. Every little thing helps. It's just one less meal we have to worry about.
It was set up and signed into law by Harry Hess Truman in 1945. It's set up to provide children with nutritious meals through public schools, private schools, daycare centers. Every student can apply for the program. Any family can. It's based on income in the household, total income. If they qualify, they could be free or they could be reduced. You really have to believe in what you do and that it's important. Now, there's still children today, and it might be hard to believe that they don't get meals except here. And it's still a lot of kids out there like that.
I do go around to a lot of schools, and so I am at all grade levels. And I do see, especially with the younger kids, sometimes that they don't get the nutrition that they need for various reasons. You know, from a family perspective or, you know, parents at work, it could be monetary. And I do think the schools do a good job at trying to meet the needs of their student population that they serve. They do go above and beyond for children that do not have the resources to have a good lunch, and they sometimes can't get to school and have breakfast. And I do think they do a good job at providing that. I have
have a pretty tough schedule in the morning with my classes, so I'm basically brain dead by lunch. Lunch is where I get all the energy to take on the rest of my day.
It makes sense that a healthy diet makes you better at anything, including learning. But, you know, if your diet is better, you're going to be more, your brain's going to be functioning better, you're going to be more alert, you're going to be more awake. You know, in other words, some of it's just a matter of energy level. You got to have something to keep you going. So if you're not getting that nutrition or getting that food that's fuel for your body, then you're not going to be at your best. You're not going to be at your best attention. You're not going to be at your best thinking. You're not going to be probably at your best behavior either.
And in America, we're always looking for the right answer, the quick fix, and we really don't want to be inconvenienced with anything, and that is in our diet, which leads to refined foods and refined diets.
I think a lot of the health issues we have today is because of fast food. It's cheap, it's affordable, and it's convenient. But with school lunches, it's both cheap and affordable, but it's healthier for you.
In our, I don't want to be inconvenienced, show me a quick answer, we don't really have a healthy relationship with food.
We have to stay within certain guidelines with fat, salt, sugar. So each meal has to be analyzed. And the Food Service Department, if you're part of the federal lunch program, we can get subsidies, which is through the federal government, which is commodity foods, which is very helpful for us because it helps us save money.
Well, I think eating a well-balanced diet, as everyone knows, helps your body organs function the way that they need to do the things that you need to do. It supplies nutrients, and if you don't get a well-rounded diet, as in carbohydrates for energy, fats for sustainability, proteins to build your muscles, if you don't get all those things, then you don't, your body doesn't function in top form. If you eat a well-balanced diet, your brain's going to work, your heart's going to work, and all your organs will function like they're supposed to.
The program does much more than just provide a daily meal to students. It helps low-income families by providing a low-cost or even free, nutritious, dependable food source for their kids. It improves bodily functions and keeps kids healthy by fighting obesity and other lifestyle diseases. It contributes to both better academic performance in class and better athletic performance on the field. It's not just any ordinary program. It's the National School Lunch Program.
And I think this is the message I guess I wanted to convey as I get towards the end of my career. There's nothing more important than taking care of children. And this is something that, as I become a grandmother, I just thrive on. And, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that need our school lunches. Our program is so important. And we're trying to expand it, and we're going to keep expanding it. Like I said, we're doing after-school snacks for our STEM classes now. And it's just very refreshing that we can go ahead and do this program and keep going forward. Just to give you some statistics, just as a wrap-up, Clay High School, 42% of the students are on free and reduced lunches. At Coy, we have 45. At Ike, we have 47.5. Facet has 46% on free and reduced. Jerusalem is 43. Star is 44. So overall, our entire district is 44.5% free and reduced. The good news is it's come down a little bit because the economy is getting a little bit better. But what we find is the parents that don't qualify are the ones that are really struggling because there's just such a fine line. And we get the cutoff is given to us every year. And it just seems like when you really look at those numbers, it's amazing what our parents have to do to survive and to make sure the kids get food. And unfortunately, some of our kids do have food insecurity. The only food that they are basically getting is through the lunch lines. So that's what I have. Do you have any questions?
Could you real quick talk about, I know you and Mr. Sandwich have worked over the last couple of years on just the physical nature of the cafeterias.
Oh, sure.
Can you just quickly touch on all the projects that have been accomplished in the last couple of years?
Yes. Dean always says, Vicki, don't give up. Don't slow down. Leave a legacy. And so he has motivated me to get into the cafeterias and to leave my legacy, so to speak. And we're really enjoying doing some renovations. At Eisenhower, we were able to replace all the serving lines. And we are looking at Eisenhower at improving their walls and getting some more skins on the wall. Clay is our primary area of what we've done to positively influence the students' environment in the cafeteria. And I think Jim can attend a class that has been a nice project to work with. Facet, we're going to this year, we're looking at putting skins at Facet and Ike both. We're working with both principals. Basically, I can, because we're successful, it's because we have such a high free and reduced participation, we get the most money from the government. And then in our community, we also have people that enjoy buying lunches. I mean, when we have 1,000 kids, over 1,000 kids that eat lunches at Rye every day. And so we've been able to get some funds to support these projects. So Facet and Eisenhower are coming up, and then at Jerusalem, we were able to, I don't know if you guys have seen Jerusalem, it's beautiful in there. Well, you highlighted it in our brochure, that was very nice.
Yep.
And then they've got their skins up there. At COI, we purchased some additional equipment to make sure that they had two fully operational lines. And then we will be looking at skins for them probably in the following year. And then STAR, we also purchased new equipment for STAR. Plus, we renovated STAR quite extensively.
Yeah, STAR was a big like kitchen renovation, right?
Yes.
A couple years ago.
It was the 17-18 school year, kind of right in between there. And so STAR also got the skins, and it's beautiful when you walk in there. It just changes the whole atmosphere. So we go from not looking so institutionalized, making it a comfortable area. So that's been fun. That's fun work. I have my reviews coming up this year. Those aren't fun.
Yeah.
you have to show the government that you're doing everything right. Mm-hmm. So it's quite an extensive review, but we'll get through it.
Like I said, unfortunately, my kids, I don't think, have ever eaten a meal out of the cafeteria. They still have the same $50 on their lunch count from kindergarten. But again, you know, I want to just, you know, acknowledge you and your staff, because I get, you know, emails and stuff from parents of, my kid only gets one ketchup packet for his chicken nuggets and fries. You know, and again, I guess no one knows all the requirements that you guys have to abide by. In that and getting that, and you know, all the different maybe allergies and food things they have to deal with. And you've kind of had a second career coming from transportation, coming here, kind of taking our cafeteria stuff, you know, and feeding the district to the next level. So I just want to extend on behalf of the board, thank you and your staff for kind of taking us to that next level, getting the breakfast out and those snacks, because a lot of kids utilize the breakfast, I know.
And our staff, I've got to tell you, we have an excellent staff in the cafeteria. Those girls work hard, and they are all, they work from the heart, because they care about the kids. And, you know, I think that's something that we always try to push. And they know that those kids deserve a smile, they deserve happiness. Even though we can't give them an extra ketchup, you know, they should always do it.
That may be coming, though, right? So, change
the
rules.
Have eased up on some of the rules. And it looks like they're going for another set of easement on those rules. But currently now, we don't have to do all whole grains. Currently, we can give 2 days a week. We're going to be able to give a regular grain. We don't have to worry about if it's whole grain or not. So that's coming through. They eased up on the sodium requirements, too, because they found out they took them way too far. Anybody who's in dietary, they understand that you do have to have some sort of sodium to survive. So they made it almost impossible to meet, and thank goodness they recognized that.
Thank you. Okay, next item is the consent agenda. Are there any items that members of the board wish to pull from the regular meeting consent agenda? Hearing none, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. And would you like to introduce our
sure.
first employee?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two here tonight that you just approved. Chef Andy, or as I've come to know her, Andrea Lawrence, there's her full name. Stand up for us. Just, you don't have to do a speech or anything, but
Expect a meal.
Yeah, she's
something
got
something good to eat.
Well, I think that's not going to be a problem from what we're gathering. I think she's going to be very, very good at preparing meals, which she does all day, every day. But Chef Andy comes from us from the Maritime Academy, where she's been teaching for the last 3 years, along with being an Owens instructor for quite a few years. So she's got a lot of experience in the classroom doing what we're expecting to have done for our kids. She owns her own business, Foodology in Toledo, you may have heard of. I didn't know a lot about it, but she came out last year actually and did part of our staff wellness day in the spring. Mm-hmm. So she had a little bit of a familiarity, I guess, with Oregon City Schools. So we welcome you. I cannot wait to get her started. She's going to start here the 1st of February. And she'll still have a few kind of lingering duties that we're working out with Maritime, just because we're both kind of in this awkward spot with one coming in and one going out. But we're going to work through all those and throughout the course of the year. And then, you know, I think we're going to be in good hands moving forward. So welcome, and we're glad you're here. Congratulations.
Welcome. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. And we have Aaron. Is he still here?
He's been.
Oh, okay. I've got to find your last name. Roberts. Aaron Roberts is one of our new, or one of the two new Aarons we've hired recently in our maintenance department. So welcome aboard. He's going to start just after the holiday, so next week, and get rolling on all the projects that we have. We're back up to full staff now with our maintenance crew, except for Mr. Zigray, who went out with some medical issues, but he'll be back hopefully in a month and a half, healing up nicely from what I understand. So. Unless there's any questions, that's all I have for those.
Welcome.
Thank you.
No. So did we?
Yeah, welcome to both of you. Glad to have you aboard. We did roll call.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, we already did. I'm sorry. Yeah. Excuse me.
New business, College Credit Plus agreements. We need a motion to approve the following College Credit Plus agreement for the 2019-20 school year with Owens Community College. A copy of the agreement has been distributed.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Board approved training. We need a motion to approve the attendance of interested board members at the following workshops: the OSBA Mastering Your Board Level Skills in Findlay on February 9th, 2019, the OSBA Regional Conference in Lima on March 14th, the Board Leadership Institute on April 20th in Columbus.
26th.
I'm sorry, April 26th, 2019. Allowing for the district to cover registration, fees, mileage, meals, and lodging as provided by board policy BHBA. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. I need a motion to renew the 2019 OEPI membership in the amount of $1,500.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Quick question on that.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes.
We use the OSBA policy stuff, don't we? I mean, how's this differentiate or work into what we do with the policies?
Correct.
How's this kind of tie into that?
This is the one that does all the research. I believe this is the one that used to be, there's a, I can't think of his name, I'm so sorry, the economist, excuse me again. And he runs a lot of the data, and we help support him, and he supports all the data then that goes to the legislature. So that's what this guy is, the higher educational. He used to be called something else that totally slips my mind.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Excuse me, that wasn't, yeah. But we've been joining this for several years now.
Yes, yes. But we do use policy from OSBA. Okay.
Yeah. Ready for roll call. Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
And Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
Item D, donations. We need a motion to accept the following donations. Martin Lemmer donated new lighting and computer equipment valued at $2,592.82 to the Clay High School Limelighters, and Toledo Refinery via the Oregon Schools Foundation donated a great golf cart valued at $7,626 to Clay High School. Thank you letters have been sent. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I also want to recognize that Marty Limmer's donated several times to us.
Multiple times a year.
Yes, this year. I don't remember, two, three times this year, just on the agenda. So thank you to him.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item E, OSBA Policy Service. We need a motion to renew the agreement with OSBA to provide web-based policy service at a cost of $1,575.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. They're the ones who send us the policies.
We can view it online with this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item F, removal of equipment from inventory. We need a motion to remove the following equipment from district inventory to be used as a trade-in on a new printer. Infants from the Career Tech Department, 1 3D printer, Oregon number 5109. You have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Awesome. Thank you, Mrs. Molnar. Just a couple of quick things. One, just to reiterate and thank you for, you know, being January as School Board's Appreciation Month. I do want to thank each of you. I kind of wrote this because I wanted to say it the right way. But I want to thank each of you for your service and overall support of me, our leadership team, and our district. And I mean that sincerely. We're very fortunate to have you guys, to have a board like this who's forward-thinking and have a focus and then a willingness to stand in what you believe in. And that means a lot. It makes the decisions easier. It makes the decisions unified, and I appreciate that. Thank you again for all the phone calls, the texts, the posts, the discussions, and all the events that you guys take part in for basically next to nothing. And I know several of you donate even the money that you make for this role back to the district or back to a different area. So we can't thank you enough for all of that. And, you know, I was looking up, you know, really, what is it about a board that they're supposed to do? And I found these five words that truly is what this board is. It's the board provides trust. The board provides action. The board helps me and others have perspective and a narrowing down a focus and a vision. And all of you do all of these things collectively and individually on behalf of us. So OCS is in really good hands. So again, thank you. Congratulations, and thank you for everything that you'll continue to do moving through the year. Just a reminder, we do not have Students Friday, as I think all of us know, but I know things are getting a little iffy with the whole snow kind of thing, but we will be having a professional staff development day for our staff on Friday. So that's going to take up what staff does during the day, but we'll also be hosting here at Clay the Maumee Bay Classic. So we'll see kind of how that goes related to the weather. I guess a couple of options being floating around right there. If it, you know, it sounds like it continues to grow in terms of the Saturday snow. So we'll see where that goes. There's two events. There's the track swimming. To my knowledge, there might be more, but there's the track swimming and the Maumee Bay Classic. So they may try to get the whole Maumee Bay Classic in on Friday, which is what apparently happened last week at a wrestling tournament down in Cincinnati. They went to 1 in the morning on Friday night. They had to do some altering. So I don't know. That'll be between Sir Jersky, Mr. Beach, and the wrestling tournament. But I guess the point is Saturday's going to be bad, so we're going to do everything we can not to put any of our students in jeopardy on Saturday. So any questions about what's going on? There is not a Biddy tournament wrestling on Sunday. I believe that has changed for the first time. Are you aware of that, Mr. Sandler? I don't believe there is a tournament on Sunday. They changed that for some reason this year. Okay. So it's not.
So it used to be one right after.
Yeah, there always was one right after, but I believe that's not been the case. Just to give you an update, the Elementary School Resource Officer Program has been off to, at least what I'm being told, a fantastic start. The principals are primarily who I talk to, but what has already occurred just in a couple of weeks in terms of support has been tremendous in the eyes of those individuals that need it. You know, there's an increased, one of the areas, there's an increased area of concern is divorce situation and custody battles, and they just continue to grow. They continue to get more divisive at times, and often our folks at schools are put in the middle of those things. As we all know, I mean, it's nothing new, but at times that can get very sticky. And I know at least two of the three schools have dealt with several of those issues already at the elementaries. You know, it's not safety issues per se of someone being harmed, but there's just intense emotions and feelings that sometimes that officer just can calm because he's there. So I know in addition to working out with the parent pickups and drop-offs, that's kind of what they've been focusing on and getting to know the routines of the school. So I can't thank, again, the SROs that are in those positions enough, because it's making a big difference, as well as it is at the other buildings that we've had. Just to let you know, we had an in-service with our leadership team. I just wanted to give you kind of a heads up. Our leadership team received a training on crucial conversations. Nick Marsico, who's, I think many of you may know, a resident here in Oregon, has kids in the district. He's the COO, Vice President of Magruder Hospital, but he's also been trained over a decade here in this concept of called crucial conversations. And it's really about culture building, and it's really about addressing issues professionally, but addressing issues and how to view stories of others, you know, because we all have, essentially, we all have, when we have something frustrating us or bothering us, we have a story. We have an idea of what is happening, which may or may not be true. And so we had a three-hour training with Nick Marsico the other day, and he went over, basically, it's on the concepts of a book that was written back in 2011. I found it very valuable. I hope our team did. I'm hoping to talk with Nick and maybe expand that throughout our district. It's, again, it's all tying together the idea that culture and accountability is a part of who we need to be and who we are, and how do we address those things to move forward mutually with the same goals. And that's really all it's about, because we all, usually we have common goals, but we get caught in some other, you know, frustration. So I appreciate him coming in. I just want to let you know that was successful the other day. I attached on, I think it's stapled, so if you look on the second page, Mrs. Bin provided me with a kind of just a summary. We've been talking a lot about the career tech changes and pathways that we have. So this is a very simple piece of paper that kind of shows you what we have to offer here at Clay High School in a very simple way. If you look at the left side, it says career field, all right? The career field, and then the middle row, the CTE program, are kind of the career fields are the highest level, if you will. Then it goes down to the next level, which is the program. Those are both state names. Like, that's how they clarify things. And then what we have within those programs. So they go across left to right. Does that make sense for you? So essentially, you know, we have to have so many programs and so many career fields to meet the qualifications. So this is what we have, at least in store for next year, as she has it written, and then the following year when we look at bringing in the construction program. So it's just more of a point of information. You know, if you get questions about what we have to offer, this is a clear way to see it. Any questions on that?
Quick question on when we bring the performing arts into this, does that affect anything with other kids' schedule and what they can take and can't take when they...
Well, there are a couple of people in this room that may be able to answer that better than I. Maybe Mr. Quigg.
I just had a couple students say, well, with this, is that going to change with me doing band and doing all this other stuff and take away from other options?
I think it's kind of the opposite.
But it's going to increase their opportunities to get band will look different. The musical theater obviously is going to open up a bunch of opportunities, but band's also different than I took band. It's going to be wind symphony, chamber ensemble, jazz combo, music seminar one, music seminar two, in addition to the concert band. Symphonic band, and the biggest change would be if you want to be a marching band, you don't have to be in the course the entire year. You could be in the course the first semester when all the marching band goes.
Okay, and then I assume the counselors will be able to, I'll say, educate the kids and the cause and effect of any of this as they go through and start scheduling for next year. Okay. Okay, thanks.
And Mr. Zavisky and the rest of the board, what Mr. Quigg's working on, with your permission, we may be bringing it to you tomorrow at the special meeting for an approval, just because we would like to have this. It kind of came late, you know, I mean, we this change came after the book was adopted, the course handbook. So basically, he's put together just those changes, and we would, you know, put up for approval just those changes. I don't think there's anything controversial. What we're doing for kids is positive. It's options. It's flexibility. It's where we needed to go and where we're headed. So I just want to thank, you know, Nate, Becky, and Jim, and others that have been sitting down on this issue for weeks now.
In a nutshell, the band students will not just have concert band and symphonic band. You heard how many more options they're going to have for any student that likes music or performing.
Any other questions about it? And we're still kind of in the middle of that same discussion. There's a meeting tomorrow morning for the junior high to kind of define what those extra periods are going to look like. So that there's actually a meeting tomorrow morning to start hammering that.
So by bringing band into that, if someone has a different career tech program that they're doing and band, that wouldn't conflict. It just has to.
Working very hard. Part of the discussion is there's some kids that are really interested in marching band and don't want to be in it all year. These other kids really have no interest in marching, but they want to play an instrument. And so they're going to have the opportunities to do one and or both without expanding the number of periods in the day for them and do anything else they within reason.
Right. Okay.
It would be really hard to make sure they have multiple opportunities to do different
things. Okay.
Okay, and just lastly, two reminders of just some upcoming events. The Frost Fest is February 2nd. If you're able to attend, that would be awesome. I know many of you do if you're available. And just received the information on the Birdcage Ball, which is March 2nd. So that's I emailed that all to you if anybody attends that. I'll be attending. I think Mrs. Molnar will be attending that as well. And unless there's any questions, that's my report.
Okay, any questions for Hal? Under old business, we have these policies that were presented for their first reading in December, so we need a motion now to adopt them.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Our board committee reports, finance.
Finance committee didn't meet. Jane talked about most of it. I just wanted to highlight, and Jane, if I get this wrong, correct me. The approved levy amount, that's all we ever collect. So if someone's property taxes go up $100, someone else's is going down $100. We're not gaining any new money. There's a certain pot, and that's what we collect, and it just juggles back and forth based on the property values.
We just aren't going to hear from the people who's went down.
Right. Then the other thing, Jane and Helen sent out the local housing numbers report, and I glanced at it. It looks promising. I mean, it looks like the house values, you know, what's selling has increased, but a lot of sales, things are selling quicker. So it looks like we're on the uptick as far as the community, maybe some growth with that.
Yeah, I haven't analyzed it yet. Like I said, I just kind of sent that out, but Jane and I both receive that every year, and, you know, being in Oregon, working in Oregon, you know, we've been waiting for that big, you know, downtown. We've been hearing about things. So I feel like we're on the cusp listening to Mike Beasley, city administrator, and I feel like there's momentum, you know. We're still hearing that the new plant will break ground in March. It was just shared at a state of the school or a state of the community address I attended. The downtown area sound like it's being developed, and it's coming to finalization on a plan, and that all hinged around the Kmart, from my understanding.
And the radio station property.
Right, yep. Exactly. The properties down in that area. I know there's continued plans to improve Navarre Avenue, you know, the look. So I think we just need housing.
Yeah,
you know?
Our inventory was a little lower.
Yeah.
I did a real quick scan. I didn't line them up. And I thought our inventory was just a little lower than some other communities. So we have challenges, especially for young families.
But the inventory is what I hear from people and what we hear typically is, you know, but
we
again.
But we have new restaurants, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all
building momentum. There's good stuff happening. It's just.
Two more coming, so.
Yep, exactly. So.
I think two.
And we'll continue to do our part as a school. You know, mm-hmm. We've got some big dreams ahead of us.
That's it for the finance report.
Thank you. Capital improvements, health and safety.
We met, discussed the addition of the Aarons. Again, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
Our new SRO offices and all the buildings are, I believe, complete. Star still needs a little bit done to it, but we'd be finished over the summer. The Clay Auditorium wall is on track to be complete by February. And then we discussed a little bit about some future projects, but one big thing Dean worked on that's pretty neat is some furniture donations coming from OI that we're picking up in February. We're going to get a couple steam tables, some chairs, nice office chairs, all donated from OI. So,
actually, I think some furniture, too, maybe that might even be for up in this room, right? Some of those.
Yeah,
gutting the whole building and redoing the whole thing.
Oh.
So that is Capital Report.
And we do like those donations. Academic?
Don't you have anything policy?
Policy personnel, we just
you're
adopted.
Just done. I just want to make sure
I just went over it.
Yeah, thank you. We did meet, but the biggest thing, obviously, is the Professional Development Day on hopefully Friday. Mm-hmm. And I know Jennifer has a great agenda planned for everyone. So we'll have more of an update maybe next month. But school is back in session, and the kids were glad to get back into the routine of things, which is good. Yeah. The parents were glad that the kids are back into the routine of things. That's it.
Legislative liaison.
We're kind of lame duck right now, so we'll hold off on a legislative report.
Student achievement, I really have nothing except the Suburban does keep recognizing our kids month after month, so that's good. Board discussion, anyone?
Okay. Well, I would like to say something. Hal, those videos you've been sending out, and Nate, the little tweets with the videos, those have been so motivating. I'm sure that the students and the parents, if they're looking at those, I'm being gone, it's kind of like that brings me into what's happening in school. And as almost being like an outsider, it's really kind of neat to see those. And they're very touching and very meaningful. So I spread the word for people to look at those because I think they're very popular.
You know, along those lines, g'day, Ed, I'm glad you mentioned that. We sent the bird's eye view out, so that one locally we got. But we also wanted to try this. We took a risk and sent 5,700 alumni that same bird's eye view to see what reaction we get. So we've been getting some reaction. We've been getting some emails about, wow, you know, what's this? And so that's our beginning, you know, we're beginning to outreach towards our alumni, and so we thought we'd start and just kind of see, because you don't know who's really getting it. You know, you hope their address is right. And but I thought the bird's eye view came out very, very good. Again, this time, there's a lot of time and effort. So keeping connected to those that are further out is our goal.
Very nice job. Thank you.
And the swim meet went well. I enjoyed the swim meet.
Yeah.
That was great.
Absolutely.
And everything that's going out on Twitter is just, I'm new to Twitter. You know,
all right.
But everything that's going out, it's just very uplifting to see what's going on in the district. It really is. Mm-hmm. And the big thing right this last week was that golf cart. And I still didn't get to ride in it.
Jim still cruises it every day around the school. So
is that an electric golf cart?
Yeah, battery operated.
In the refining company? Gave us that instead of a gas one.
They are very, you know, what's the word? Economically friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, we it's funny you mentioned that though, because we brought it in for the donation or the kind of like the thank you. The plant manager came out, but we ended up keeping it in here, and I think it's just a fun thing. And we started. I don't know, but maybe Amy Hansen or Jim or somebody started kids, like if they use the right, take a picture in it and do a hashtag, I don't know if there's going to be some kind of award or I don't know what we're doing with it, but I've been seeing a lot of kids taking pictures with it and tweeting it out just for fun, and because it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. So.
And it shows creativity on their part too, some of them.
They better not break it.
Right. Anything else for board discussion, though? Executive session, anyone?
We will not need tonight, tomorrow maybe, or
yes,
for sure.
Yes, special and regular meeting. Special meeting tomorrow night at 5. And then the next regular meeting, I believe, is February 19th yes. at 6. Mm-hmm. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff.
Six. Right on time.